Instagram wants people to stay on the platform longer. And the way they do that is by giving them content that they actually want to watch. So the more that you're creating content that people want to watch and that are targeted to specific people, it's going to do whatever the fuck it can to match you with those people. Hey, everybody, I'm here with Divine Francine, the amazing hormone body, women's health coach. What do you call it? Fitness wealth? What do you call it? Health? Not wealth. Fitness, mm-hmm. health. What do you call it?
So women's whole body transformation through the path.
There we go. See, you're much better than I am. I'm super glad to have you here. And let's dive in. Like, tell me where you're at in your business and where you want to be. What's most frustrating to you right now? What would you like? What's your dream business work life like?
Those are a lot of loaded questions and big answers. Okay.
Yes.
So where I am now in my business, I've had my business online fully since 2019. And right now it is to the point where I have three different offers. I have different platforms for each offer. And the most frustrating thing is consistent client acquisition to feed the, I have it set up as an ascension ladder. So getting people into the base level, whereas I really want people to come into all different levels. So it's like my marketing to feed there. And I feel that, but I want women for this level because this is my favorite piece. And I want ones for this one because that's the highest ticket. So it's frustrating because it's the want, it's the structure of the business, and also the ability to put women in the different places, if that makes sense. So my messaging is kind of like,
Okay. So let's dive a little bit into that. So what are the offers and what are the, you said they're each different platforms. So tell me about that.
So Magnetic Foundation is my foundational offer. And that is basically, it takes a woman that has been disciplined, but she's overriding herself, and we create safety within the discipline. So it's regulated discipline, basically. So the main platform for that I use is Trainerize, which is rebranded as my app. and then I use Go High Level for a piece of the course that we have in the community. And then Magnetic Body is the next level of that, where women start to become their own structure and learn their body, learn the rhythm of their body. So they're taking the hands off of the structure that I built, right? And they're becoming the program. So for that, I'm only using the course inside of Go High Level. And then we're doing Marco Polo for our communication.
Okay. I don't know. What is Marco Polo?
Oh yeah. So Marco Polo is just an app. It's like a video chat app where like I would leave you basically a video message. You would watch it and then you respond back.
Got it. Okay. I think, yeah, I may have come across that a while ago. Okay, cool. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. And then the third level.
And then my third level, the devotion method. So that's one-on-one coaching. So it's a private coaching experience. And with that one, it's basically just her and I and then Marco Polo. And so I'm wanting to add some more things to that. And at the same time, I know my thing, like my mental piece has always been, oh, I need to give more, which I know I don't, because what I'm giving is above and beyond. And at the same time, like, but I'm charging so much and there's no course, there's no this, there's no, you know?
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. So what are the price points for each of these?
So Magnetic Foundation is 5K. Magnetic Body is 8K. And then the Devotion Method is 12.
For?
Magnetic, the time length. Foundation is 5 months. Body is 4. And Devotion is 6.
Got it. Got it. So, wait. So, magnetic body and devotion method are the same monthly?
The same amount of time.
No. So, if magnetic body is 8K for 4 months and devotion method is 12K for 6 months, that comes out to two grand a month for both of them. So, this is,
It does.
yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay.
So devotion should be higher.
Maybe. Yeah. 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 Okay. And where are most of you people coming in now? At the lower level?
Well, the lower button. So let me take that back. So lower level. So foundation is a container that's been innovated that had existing clients in there, right? So I elevated it, changed the structure, added to it, rebranded it. Magnetic body was just launched this year. This is the first cohort. So I guess I had the most clients come into that one. So I had four into that one. And devotion is also just new. So the beginning of this year, I just went through a full rebrand. With my business before, because it wasn't in alignment with this identity. I was teaching from old identity.
Understood. Yeah, totally get it. Okay. And what's the avatar? Is it the same avatar for all three offers, just a different place in their journey, or what's the who's it who are who's each one for?
So different place in their journey. So my main ideal client is a former fitness competitor. Body competitions, fitness competitions, athlete, a woman of high capacity that has basically built her identity on her body. And her body now is not responding. And she's doing all of the things right. She's still very disciplined. She's more disciplined than she's ever been, right? And nothing's working.
I see. And what's your mechanism there?
How to get her out of it? So, nervous system, number one, she's not regulated. Her body's responding to years of the discipline. So, it's creating safety within the body that starts with the nervous system. And then physiology. So, we're going into hormones, we're going into metabolism,
And is that
all.
like hormone replacement, or is it just like
No, through,
natural?
yeah. So, through nourishment, nutrition, lifestyle. I don't use any outside supplements or like everything is through the body using food, using basically things that the earth created, right?
Amazing. Yeah.
And then identity. So it's also the internal piece. So the thorough line through it is the devotion, right? So women have been coming from this discipline, punishment, breaking down my body to now we're supporting the body, we're listening to her, and we're moving through with love, loving commitment. So just using that as the, I don't know how deep into this you are, but frequency, right? Changing the energetic landscape of the body, right? And with that trust causes the body to respond and change. So that starts the devotion feedback loop. So as she stops self-abandoning and she starts to choose herself and trust herself, then her true identity now is starting to come out. Right? Because she's not saying no, or she's not saying yes when she means no. She's not staying in careers, relationships that are not aligned, right? So all of that is now coming up.
Cool. Yeah, I'm tracking. It makes perfect sense. I love that. Yeah, I mean the way I look at it is like everything is downstream from energy. Right? Everything in the body is downstream from energy. Yeah. Everything in life is downstream from energy.
Yeah, sure.
Cool. So, what got you into this?
My body. Really everything that I've done has been from an experience from going through some dark shit with myself. And coming out the other end, phew, And so I have the ability or the skill, the gift of taking, okay, what was this? Let me put this into a process and teach it to other women. And I mean, my body, something I say all the time, my body is my oracle, right? She's taught me everything that I know. And so that has been the innovation of my business from, the basics of let's just do back rows and lift heavy weights, right? Perimenopause, working through that, navigating, and now the nervous system, identity, devotion, the devotion piece for me started when I got divorced 3 years ago. And so that's been a journey of mine. And yeah. So that's how I got here.
So you're a fitness competitor, athlete yourself. What got you into that?
CrossFit. Yeah. I was 27 when I found CrossFit. And then prior to that, I mean, I did hair. I was great at what I did. And I wanted to change my body. And I was going to the gym. I didn't know what to do. I got my personal training certification. Then my dad found CrossFit. We went and got certified, ended up opening up a gym, and that, like, when I found CrossFit, I fell in love with fitness because it was fun and it was something that I was good at, and it was changing my body. So I was like, huh, okay. So CrossFit competitions, and to prove myself, when I opened my CrossFit gym, I did a bikini competition, right? I'll do my own nutrition, I'll do my own training. Right. And so I placed, and that started that spiral of disordered eating, good food, bad food.
Got it. Yeah. Did you say that your dad discovered CrossFit?
Yeah. Well, discovered it for us.
For us, meaning for him and you and for the whole family, or
Yeah, for him and I.
okay. Yeah. And where do you have siblings?
I do. I have a younger sister.
Okay. She wasn't into it.
Her and her wife cleaned the gym for us. They came to some classes, but they were, we were like hardcore. My mom too. She was my head coach. So
Okay.
yeah, she was involved,
Jeez.
but not to the extent that we were.
Got it. And then you guys, your family, you open a family gym, CrossFit gym.
Yep. My dad and I, and then I ended up buying them out 4 years into it, in the fourth year.
Cool. That sounds like a fun family adventure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm grateful I had that time with my dad. Most people don't have that with I mean, with either of their parents. Both my parents were super close.
It's so funny. I was like 10 years ago, I'm from Denmark, and my dad and I spent a week on the coast over here in California, driving down the coast. It was a dream of his to do, and we spent a week doing that, and I realized it's the only week that we've ever spent together, just him and I,
Oh,
ever, ever, because
cool.
my mom was around, my brother was around, other people were around. It's like it's never happened before since.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty big.
Yeah, it is. Those moments are they matter. It's important to do. Yeah. So cool. It's
Absolutely.
beautiful. Beautiful that you had that.
Yeah, thank you.
So what's in your business? What's working, and what do you feel is not quite working? So I follow you on Instagram. I see you're posting, you're active there. You do clearly have some things that are working there. Are you getting the people that you want from there, or?
Yes and no. I mean, the majority of my clients are from social media or referrals. And so I would say that it's working. Could it be working better? For sure. Absolutely, 1000%. The product that I deliver, the transformation that I facilitate, that absolutely works. What is not working or like isn't even there is like any type of like at one point I was doing like lead magnets and collecting emails, and I just have not been doing that at all. It's like going into my CRM, I'm like, I had an assistant for a while, and then it was just not happening the way, you know, like things were falling through the cracks and not being done correctly and deadline. I was like, you know what? And so when I rebranded, I was like, let me just do all of the things myself. And so that's also not working.
Right.
Because I shouldn't be doing all of the things myself.
So you're all the things being like posting, editing, all the social media as well, and then like all the CRM stuff and courses and access and products and all that.
Like I'm doing all of it. So what I would love to just do is the content. Be the one-on-one with the clients, with the prospective clients, you know, the enrollment calls, in the DMs. I'm totally fine with that because, again, the energy, right? I would like my energy to be there and with those people. But yeah, as far as CRM goes, with building landing pages and emails and building courses and checking that, yeah, I don't want to do all that stuff.
Totally get it. So Instagram leads, clients. When you were doing the lead magnets, that do you were you what were you doing that was working, or was nothing working? Like, it was it getting leads but then things broke down, or was it like it wasn't attracting people?
Yeah, I feel like it was so I would get the leads, right? I would get the email address, and then it would just and then it was just ghost, right? Follow up ghost. So what I think may have been the problem. So at that time I was working with a different mentor company, and so the boosted post that I had on Instagram was me dry brushing in a bathing suit, right? Which is going to pull people in because my body. And at the same time, looking back, I didn't even know what dry brushing was until recently, right? And I didn't know that it supported hormones. Most people don't know that. So am I really pulling in people that are having challenge with their hormones, or I'm pulling in people because they're like, oh, look at this girl in this bikini. She's got an amazing body. Let me just, what's her thing? Right. And then they're like, I'm going to brush my body for hormones. Like, is this really going to help me? And so ghost, right? That's what I think.
Are you getting followers on your Instagram? New followers?
And I turn my boosted post off, and it's like a sprinkle throughout the week, a few, maybe like 5 to 10, 10 at the very most. Yeah, where I was getting with the boosted post, we were like, I was like 12 a day, at least.
Okay. No, that makes sense. I mean, so it's just looking, taking a quick look at your Instagram. I think there's an opportunity here to be way more specific based on the avatar that you're telling me about, right? Like some of these headlines, you're doing everything right. That's why it's not working. It's an interesting hook, but it's not very specific, right? You're not listening. That's the problem. It's like, who is, it doesn't tell me anything about like, oh, I'm a fitness, former fitness, I forget the word you used, athlete, fitness competitor, athlete, and like, it doesn't call out that person, right?
At
This one, if you've
all.
ever competed, this is for you, doesn't say, tell me what I'm competing in. Starvation, justice, wellness could that that's a, it's a very broad topic, right? Like a lot of people would relate to that, but again, is not calling out that specific avatar. So I think that's definitely, in general, like going very granular with exactly what this avatar is feeling at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. when they wake up in the middle of the night. What are they actually thinking, right? Like, the more you can go granular with that, the more people are gonna, the right person is gonna respond to that.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah. So it was like, whenever we talk about like the general things, like, and everybody has this tendency, right? We talk in the general because well, it's different for this person than that person. Everybody has it a little bit different, like, but the more specific we actually go with it, the more it hooks people in, even if their particular situation is a little bit different. So I think it's probably the biggest opportunity there, that I see, without like clicking in and watching. I've seen some of your things, but without clicking in here and watching, I think you're doing a great job of like just showing yourself and kind of being real. In general, too, the three core types of content. One is like the authority that just demonstrates that you know what you're talking about. One is the problem awareness, where you're helping people understand, oh, the reason why you're not where you want to be is this thing that you didn't realize you needed, which I think you're also doing. And then like just the human side, where you're just being goofy or just being you or just reveal let, letting people see you. Like
Yeah, I don't have a
combine
lot of
those. Yeah. When you combine those, like that's what kind of does the trick. And then it's figuring out the exact format that works for you. Some people like to be very structured, some people like to be more yappy, some people like be more in response. Some people, it works really great to do like live interactions that get repurposed. Other people, it works great to just record straight to camera. Like it's different for different people what's going to work.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I find that I dip in and out of that. Like I'll make things about my life, right? And then I won't. It's like I'll do it for a few weeks and then I won't. 'Cause I'm like, oh, it's the weekend. I don't want to do anything. I've been doing that all week. But yeah. And like you said, getting into the flow also. Yeah.
What's your process for generating the content?
Well, so I have a few different AIs, and so I'll use them, and then based on like what I'm doing. So my avatar, my ideal client, like that was also just a like a re like refinement over the last like not even month. So when you had said you're not calling anyone out, I was scrolling through this morning and looking at my hooks and I'm like, okay, these are repeatable. I'm like, and this one says competitive. Basically everything you just said, I'm like, all right, I got to start calling her out. Oh, excuse me. And I also have like an uncomfortability about that. And I'm like picking at that to figure out what that is so I can get past that. But
What is the
anyway,
uncomfortability?
so I think because it's so former fitness competitor, right? And then I'm like, okay, but also like ex-athlete, because it's kind of the same thing, right? She's been doing those things. I'm like, but also like what about like women that speak on stages because their body matters, like that's their confidence. And I'm like, so if I just do former competitor, fitness competitor, how do I find them? Because I've never been that specific with my ideal client before. So prior to this, it was, perimenopause, menopause. If you're over 40, before that, it was like, midlife women that have been in the diet, hamster wheel cycle, whatever. I've never been like former fitness competitor. So my brain is kind of like, if you do that, you're pigeonholing yourself, which I know isn't true.
How many people are there on the planet?
I know. I don't know. Well, I don't know how many people, but a fucking lot.
Ballpark 8 billion. Well,
Okay, yeah.
a lot of them don't have money to invest, so we can cut those out. But yeah, I mean, right. There's no, I get it. Totally common, right? How many women are there who have been fitness competitors and or athletes?
A ton.
A ton. Just in the US and Canada, probably a freaking ton. And if they're at that level, they're probably very used to investing in their own training, whatever it is, right? Diet, supplements, gyms, trainers, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they're used to investing. So yeah. How
Yeah.
many do you need to have a great business?
Not a lot.
What, like 120, 500?
All of that.
Yeah,
20, 50, 70, as long as they continue to keep coming.
right, exactly.
Right?
So yeah, don't need that many. And so it's way more likely that you're going to find them if you speak to them, right? And the other thing is, like, when you're specific, even if it's not that, like someone who's like, hey, I'm not a former fitness competitor, but I can relate to everything that you're talking about, they're still going to relate to it.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's less about like, well, you can do both, right? You can call them out and it's like, hey, you've been like a hardcore fitness competitor and everything that used to work to train your body just isn't working anymore. Here's why, right? Like that should be your hook like over and over again, basically, right? Like that's the thing with social media. We post the same shit over and over again. Like once you figure out the things, the angles, the formats, the things that work for you,
Yeah.
you're gonna say the same shit over and over again, the same, like just slightly different ways, which I'm sure is this fucking same thing you do in your coaching, right? Like,
Right. Yeah.
it's just we only have so many things to sell or to say. So, but when you make it that specific, someone who's like, well, I haven't been like a fitness competitor, but I have used my body in that way where I've been very disciplined and very driven, and I could just feel like things are shifting. It's not working for me anymore. Let me talk to this divine lady because she seems to be onto something. Like, they're still going to respond to it, right? So, yeah. Hell yeah.
You're right. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. And it's like, it takes a moment to train the algorithm in finding your pocket of people. And if you're transitioning, right, it's going to take a few months for it to rejigger to find your pool of people. But the more you stick with it, the more it's going to happen, you know?
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't
Like
know
the
that it would
algorithm.
start to find them for me.
What was that?
I didn't know that it would start to find them for me if I'm
Oh,
not
yeah.
running something, like
Yeah.
running ads.
So Instagram wants people to stay on the platform longer, right? And the way they do that is by giving them content that they actually want to watch. So the more that you're creating content that people want to watch and that, like, that are targeted to specific people, it's gonna do whatever the fuck it can to match you with those people. It's all through the content. It's all through the content speaking to those people. And then over time it's like, oh, these people resonate with this. Like, let's show more of her stuff to these people. Like basically the way that reels work, right? So carousel posts are different. Image posts are different, like, but reels are the ones that are shown primarily to non-followers. And so when you post a reel, it'll be shown to some part of your followers and then like two-thirds, three-quarters non-followers typically. There's also trial reels, which are shown exclusively to non-followers, right? So though only non-followers see those. But the way it works is that it's going to send that video, that reel, and it's going to show it to like, 100 people, a couple hundred people or something. And if they're watching it, then it's going to keep distributing it to more people. But if that first group of people are mostly swiping and not watching it, then it's going to be like, eh, not that good. And then it's not going to show it wider. So that's the game. Like, so we got to get the hook and the opening right so that the person that you're speaking to is just like, I can't not watch this thing. Like, I
Got
have
it.
to know what's next. And so that's all about like hook, curiosity. And then like the second sentence, it's like not just the hook, but really the second sentence is the one that kind of deepens the stakes. This is costing you time, money, like emotional pain, whatever. Like what are the stakes here? That gets people more invested. Now they're more likely to work through. There's a whole thing of like, hooking people, rehooking people, all that kind of stuff that you can start studying. But essentially, like the whole content balance is all about like, well, here's frameworks and techniques and like the hooks and like all that stuff and formats, and here's like my expression. And so we don't want to lose your voice, your authentic voice in the frameworks, but we also want to give it a little bit of structure so that it gets it works with the algorithm. So that's kind of the game. It's like the classic masculine feminine dance, right?
Right,
The
right.
feminine, is the radiance and then like the content, the voice, but we need to give it that structure that gives it the direction so it can flow.
I
The
reserve that.
river and the riverbanks, right? So that's the whole game. Yeah.
Okay, that makes
So
sense.
I would say play with that. So tell me more about like the frustration that you're in right now with your business. What's frustrating? What's challenging?
I guess the most frustrating piece is that I don't have a, what are the words that I want to use for this? A predictable, I don't have predictable outcome consistently, like predictable baseline, right? It's like, when the month resets, I'm like, oh, okay, all right.
How long has that been the case?
So I've had feast or famine for probably a couple years. However, the famine has not been as famine-y as it was, years ago. But the end of last year was pretty rough. But prior to that, I doubled my business the year before that. I was on track to do that last year, and then the last quarter was like.
What do you think happened?
So I believe that it was so some universal things happening, and also my mindset and my frequency. So I got served with a lawsuit case from years ago, and basically this company wants to take all my money that I have saved. So I was like, "Ooh!" Just in like super lack, super just, and everything just went. And so that's coming to a close.
Was it over?
Years ago in 2020, I worked for a company that we did merchant cash advances. And I was a manager for the company. I worked for them for 6 months, and it turned out to be a Ponzi scheme. And so the receivership of that's they served all of the people working for the company, and they're like, "Hey, yeah, you have these companies, and we want all of this money back."
So you were there for 6 months, you had no idea.
No, so they did a really good job. No, so now I will clarify this. Now, looking back, being the woman that I am now, right, and knowing energy and different things now, what I didn't know then, looking back, I was like, wow, okay, there was a sign, there was a sign, there was a sign. But the company did a really great job, and we had all different certifications for merchant cash advances and trainings, and the people that we
What were
were loaning money to came
some of the
in.
signs, and what do you think what made you overlook them?
So, one of the signs was. So the office was in a town called Pompano here, and the insides of the office were very beautiful, but the office itself, like the parking lot, all of the buildings were so ghetto. And so there were different teams, right? Managers could have different teams, and it was mostly all family, her family. And some of the teams, like there were people in, like they had dreadlocks, like straight up gold grills, just like. And the people that they would be bringing in to invest, I'm like, if I saw these people and I was walking down the road by myself at night, like I would be reaching for something. Right? So. Definite sign, right? And at that time, I just was like, not my business. right? Not my circus, not my monkey. Like, that's not my team. I have no idea about them. Like, I'm being judgy. So yeah, definite sign.
I see. What's your relationship like with the masculine and the feminine?
Currently, like men and women, or
No,
masculine,
more
feminine
masculine, feminine.
within myself.
In general, like the energy of the masculine, the energy of the feminine.
I think I have a pretty good relationship with the both of them, whereas I used to be more on the masculine and be in my masculine and also just kind of gravitate to that. And now for me, I feel like I balance the both of them pretty well. And also in life too, like I have a lot of feminine circles. I also have men that are feminine, but I have men that are super masculine, women that are masculine, right? But I kind of just follow what is kind of taking me where, what I need when.
When did you decide to lean heavily on the masculine side?
Well, I didn't decide to do that like knowingly. So
No, I know.
that started when I had the gym, when I bought my dad out, and I was just doing everything. I was just all masculine all the time.
Were you closer to your dad or your mom?
My mom.
Your mom.
Yeah, in my marriage, like I was very masculine also. Like I had all the decisions, did all the things, asked for all the things, and I mean, my business too, really everything. It was like I was creating, I was doing, I was executing. There was no like soft, there was no flow, there was no,
Because from what I like from what you're telling me, right? Like basically what you're helping your clients with is that masculine to feminine journey transition, right? From having that over-reliance on the masculine for discipline and drive and structure and all those things. So like, and like kind of like it from a self-critical place of like judgment and like, even like in a sense, punishment of yourself, right? To operating from love and from appreciation and from like more of that feminine energy. That's what I'm hearing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Connection with the body and actually listening to what she's. It's like you have your masculine where you become your own structure, but then you also tap into your own rhythm, and that's where your flow is. That's where your feminine is.
And so what I'm curious, like what I'm picking up on is just like and this is going to be no surprise to you, but there's still that like a lot of the masculine energy in you. Like the masculine energy is super strong. It will always be, and that's amazing. It's a great gift. But what I'm sensing is that there's still the path forward for you here is not more of the masculine, it's more of the feminine, right? So continuing that journey to soften into that feminine side of you, like which is also the receptivity and all of that. And so, yeah, it's like what I'm, and we haven't gone super deep there, but like, it's like we all, so the way I look at it, it's like we all get born into an environment that we basically curated for our own benefit. So we orchestrate the environment so that we will get to experience certain mind bugs, as I call them, so that we can then feel what it's like to live under those, and then we the opportunities to transcend them and realize that we're free. We're basically upgrade from operating from ego to operating from soul, and that's kind of game of life. And business becomes another venue for that, just like relationships are. But that's the whole game, like. Fuck the business, fuck the money. Like, none of that shit matters. The only thing that really matters is that journey. Yeah. I see you smiling.
I agree. Yeah, totally agree. Yeah.
Cool. And so, yeah. What do you think were those, some of those like core, Well, yeah, if you would, what was it like at home? Who did you have to be? What was it like growing up for young Divine?
You know what is really funny is that no one has ever asked me who I had to be. And I mean, I'm in tons of circles, medicine circles, and like all of that stuff where we go in deep, and then no one has ever asked me that specific question. So thank you. So I had to be, I kind of just had to like do what I just had to check the boxes. I had to do what I was supposed to do. And I didn't really go over and above for anything because it was like, all right, well, let me just be good enough to do these things, and do them in a way that was accepted. Yeah, I just kind of tried to do what I had to do to stay out of the right, but I also really didn't, I didn't like myself very much as I, got older.
What was the thing you had to stay out of?
Out of trouble.
What kind of trouble? From whom?
Of trouble from my parents. Like I just didn't want to hear any shit for anything. And what's funny is that I pretty much was getting into trouble frequently. But I got to a point where I was like, I don't even care if I'm in trouble. I'm going to do things to get in trouble, to piss you off.
What would that give me an example? Like, what would look getting trouble look like?
Getting grounded
Over
was
what?
the big thing. Over what? Things in school, getting detention. Coming home late, talking back, not doing chores.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your honesty and vulnerability. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that in a long time.
It tracks. So, what I'm hearing is like first of all, like the moment I asked that question, you kind of leaned back and you started playing with your earring here, and you started smiling in a way like for the first time I saw a little girl in you. Which is she's adorable. She's so beautiful and so sweet.
Thank you.
And so what I'm hearing is a lot of like there's rules, right? There's expectations and there's right and wrong. And we have to be on the right side of that, right? Does that track?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which tracks with like the whole discipline side of things, all of that stuff, right, that you had to do through that journey. And it's like that, of course, is completely opposed to a little girl. It's the complete opposite of her nature is to have rules and standards and all the shit that exactly, right? It's the complete opposite of that. So, and it would make sense that you'd start hating yourself, right? Because you're like, oh shit, clearly who I am is wrong. I need to police this motherfucker so I don't get in trouble. So recognize that like, well, let me ask you this. To what extent is like that is that desire to do it right? How much is that still running you?
I don't think it's a desire to do it right. I think it's more of a, desire to not fail, but my failure is, I think, different than most people's failure.
What is your favorite player?
So like my failure is like if I have to like live on a budget, I'm failing. Right. If I'm not taking in over 10K, I'm failing. If I'm not, right, if I'm not going on 3 vacations a year, I'm failing. If I'm not able to do these things, if I'm not able to live this luxurious life, I'm failing.
This sounds like a lot of pressure.
It didn't sound like pressure until you just said it. And then I just felt it like, whoo.
Right. Yeah. Where did those rules come from?
So the money rule is created by me. The multiple vacation rule was from when I was married because that was, oh wow. Rich is doing really well. You guys are going on 3 vacations a year.
Who would say that?
People would say that, friends would say that. Family would say that when we would travel. Yeah, and then the yeah, so the rest of them are, I believe they're self-imposed and or self-imposed because when I would do certain things, people would say, "Oh, wow." Right? And I'm like, "Oh, okay. Gotta hold that." Right? If we're not doing that, then we're not doing okay.
And so if you're not doing okay, what does that mean?
For me or for them?
For you.
Going back to on budget, having to like be very conscious about like, okay, like where am I spending my money? Can't spend extra
Yeah.
money, and I've not ever
Was
had to do that.
Right. And the kind of person that has to do that, what is a failure?
No, and so that's the thing is that I don't think that they're a failure. Okay, so I'll use my ex-boyfriend for an example. There are so many times where he's like, I have like a couple hundred dollars in my bank account, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like I just can't fathom how that's possible because I've not ever done that.
Because
But
you're
that
disciplined.
those what's that?
Because you're disciplined.
Because I'm disciplined and I was brought up, right? You have to work hard and you have to save your money. Right? I'm like, okay, so like work hard and save my money. But I've always had money in the savings account. And so yeah, I was like, oh. And at no point was I ever thinking like you're a failure. And I understand it's because of upbringing and comfortability, and also the standard that you set for yourself and a baseline and work ethic. But yeah.
Yeah, but so when you said that, like, if you don't make a certain amount of money, at least 10K a month, then you're a failure. If you don't take 3 vacations a year, you're a failure. Like, in whose eyes? To whom? Like, who decides that? And what does that mean to be a failure?
Yeah, so I guess that's in my eyes. And that's
But
pretty
who's looking
much
at you?
me.
Just you? But you also mentioned that, like, when you, oh, Rachel must be doing well, you're going 3 vacations. Like, you like to impress people, yeah? You like
Do I
that
like to impress
attention.
people?
It sounded like you liked their attention, or you like that mirroring back.
I don't dislike it. I don't seek it. But so that's also been a thing as well, too, is that with some people, I'm not comfortable with them seeing my lifestyle. And then other people, I'm like, oh, yeah, right? Like, oh, I made $32,000 this month. Great. Right? Or I just, other people, I'm like, nope.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. Yeah. So I'm hearing several tracks here, right? Like, obviously, the as we talked about, like, the good girl having to do it right, having to check the boxes and do everything right. I'm picking up on like some not enough. Like, did you feel like you're enough for your parents? Did you feel like you're important to your parents?
Yes, and I also had a core wound of abandonment.
Tell me about that.
So I'm 5 years older than my sister. And so when I was five, my parents told me that they were pregnant. I was going to be a sister. And at that time, I created a story in my mind that I wasn't good enough, so they had to have another baby.
I
Okay.
see.
So looking back at every single relationship I've had in my life up until last year, every relationship that ended because the person chose somebody else over me, romantic, friendship, business. And then they would come back and I'd be like, oh, I'm loving and I'm forgiving. Sure, come back to prove that I was worth it, good enough. And of course, I could never prove it because they were, and I was attracting from that core wound. So there was that my entire life. So, yes.
Got it. And how would you, what would be the words you use about that? Like, you're not enough for them, or you're just not enough as you are, or
I wasn't good enough. I always had to prove that I was good enough. For them, right? They left, they chose someone or something else over me because I wasn't good enough.
All right. So yeah, so that's basically the it sounds like that's the cocktail here of, have to do it all right, have to do everything right and check all the boxes and like not good enough. So the thing about not good enough, the thing about all of these is that when you just really just think about it, you realize how nonsensical it is, right? Like, not good enough to whom? Like, who gets to decide? What does it even mean, right? All it's nonsense. Like, you can't be anything other than who you are and what you are. So like when that pops in, it's just noticing, oh shit, I'm playing that game again. Like, I'm playing the not good enough record again. Let's remember that that's a fucking lie, but it's gonna pop in from time to time, right?
Well, yeah, and so with that was I realized that I had that core wound. Right. I was doing work and I was like, oh shit, like, wow, okay, this is here. And so the whole devotion journey, right? 2025, I broke all of these cycles. And I'm like, how, like, why this year? Like, how did that happen? And it's like, oh, well, because I actually love myself enough that I'm choosing me, right? These people that are here and whatever, there's no like, oh, I'm not good enough. It's like, oh, you don't, bye. Like I don't care anymore. I don't have that anymore. I feel that I am like fully sovereign. Like I am just connected and going and you align, great. You don't, I decline.
Great. And then, as you know, it's just getting that deeper and deeper into your nervous system, into your body, to where it becomes like from the
Stable.
head into the whole being of like really, really owning or really claiming that. And I think the main prescription for me, which is like, go fuck up.
Go fuck up.
Go fuck up. Go fuck some shit up. Like, that whole checking the boxes, having to do like follow the rules or like do it right, all that shit needs to go. That version of you, screw it. Make a mess.
I'm like, where can I make a mess? What can I do? I'm like, oh, I'm following. I'm like, okay, I gotta do these things.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right. It's like really celebrating. Like, just try shit, right? Don't your whole thing is so structured, right? Magnetic foundation, magnetic body, the devotion method, even like the way that you use your hands is like it's very, you move in these kinds of patterns. There's nothing wrong with that. But the opportunity for you is to really like go even deeper into the feminine and even deeper into like fucking making a mess. Like one of my mentors, Donny Epstein, he likes to say, like, the purpose of the feminist is to mess with the masculine, right? Is to like, the masculine is there, focused, doing deep work, and the feminine just goes and like doesn't give a fuck and just messes with him, right? That's the job. So it's like, make a fucking mess. Like, let that girl, like that girl that I saw there when you're thinking like who you had to be, right? She's forgotten how to be that girl for good reason. But I think that's where you're gonna find your fucking breakthrough. 'Cause then people start to really feel you and they resonate with that. And then you're gonna impact people even deeper. You're already doing amazing. You're already like you've done so much work. You've conquered so much. It's just like deepening and really connecting with her from like who she is behind that whole like that whole I have to check all the boxes and play by the rules and I have to I'm not important. What I'm hearing in that whole money and vacation and stuff story is also a desire to feel significant. I'm somebody, like I go on vacations and I make money and all that stuff, which is also the flip side of that is like, oh, I don't want to outshine people. Right? I want to be like, so I don't tell to these people, but these people I will say. But underneath that is like a mind bug that says I don't matter. I'm not important as I am, so therefore I need to dress it up, or like, that's a good feeling. And again, there's nothing wrong with this. There's no judgment. It's just noticing that, oh, it's actually this little young girl who needs me. Because she's fucking amazing and she has the key
Oh
to
yeah,
to your next level.
she's cool as fuck, and she also likes really pretty things, so
Oh, fuck
that
yeah.
would be at every level. That's also why I like money.
Oh, yeah. No, and for sure. And there's nothing wrong with that. And like it's really helpful to just one of my clients in Recode is like her big fear is like having like being so broke she had to live in a van by the river. Like that's the picture, that's the story in her head. I'm like, so fucking what? Like if you and your husband and your she has grown kids now, if you actually arrived at that place and you had to move into a fucking van by the river, it would be the experience of a lifetime. Like wherever long it takes you to be there, and it would just bring you together and feel love in a way that you've never fucking experienced. Like plus you would probably like most entrepreneurs who go through bankruptcy have a completely changed relationship with the money because they realize, oh shit, this thing that I've always been so worried about because everybody's fucking worried about money, it's not that scary. You go through it and then it's fine, right? So like really coming to terms with that, like fuck that. What if you don't have any of the money or any of that beautiful shiny shit? You'll be fine.
Well, and I think that that's part of the purpose of why I'm going through what I'm going through. It's like a complete financial reset. Like they're taking everything that I have saved. And
And
like,
that can be
right? And that's scary as fuck. I'm like, oh fuck. And I'm
fuck
like,
yeah.
oh, it's fine. Like, so
Yeah.
you get to create now from your own structure,
Yeah.
right? You're safe within yourself.
Yeah. And the you that's safe within yourself is your soul. Because the human you will never be safe in this world. It's just not how it works. And money will not get you safety, and relationships will not get you safety. Like nothing will get you safe at a human level. But at a soul level, you can recognize that you're held by life. You don't need fucking anything. Yeah. And then just getting that from the head into the body. Yeah.
No, I don't. I have the calls with the lawyer, and I'm like, okay, and we're breathing, we're fine. We're safe.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a few last year, I had an energy healing with a lady remote. And then like at the end, she's like, I don't know what this means, but I've just learned over the years to just say it. And so I'm seeing something with a lawsuit. Is that anything? I was like, I don't know anything about lawsuit. I'm like, that doesn't sound super fun, but like, I'm like, yeah, I don't know what it means. Literally the next day, I was living in New York at the time. I was coming home from the city on the subway, walking home. I was living in a doorman building that has this like app feature where you could see packages. And I see that there's a FedEx envelope waiting for me. And I start to get a little nervous here. I come in there and I get it and I open it, and it's a fucking letter from a lawyer saying, "You have violated this California trap and trace law, and you can be liable for, I think it's like $5,000 per click, per page view on your website from anyone in California for like however long back." And I'm like, and also like class action lawsuit, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this sounds real fucking fun. So I got a little nervous. We ended up settling for a very manageable amount. But also, it was like classic lawyer bullshit. Like they found a loophole and now they're just milking it. They're so busy making money with this that it took them months to even get around to receiving the money after we agreed on a settlement, because they're just too busy, plundering people. So yeah, I get it. And then, yeah, absolutely. Like the gift is like, I'm praying for you to land it in a way where you're not going to be, I have to lose anything, but I don't know what the details are. But the gift is like, yeah, recognize that you don't need that to feel safe and to feel worthy, to feel good enough, to feel any of those things, because you're already fucking brilliant. Yeah.
Thank you, I know.
Yeah. 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 She's very precious.
Yeah, she's a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, I really believe the more time you spend with her, just in play and no fucking rules and can't do anything wrong, the more everything's going to start to click. And that's
And really, I feel like my business is where I have all my rules.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's a whole other energy that's going to build this. And I know you know this, but that's it's just it's that girl who's going to not be the adult, but she's going to be the energy that infuses this business, right? And especially 'cause guess what? Probably every one of your clients have a version of this.
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely.
Right? So the more that girl shows up in your content, imagine what's going to happen. Right? Then they can really feel you. And they're like, oh, this girl's onto something. Like, this is fun. This sparks something in me. This speaks to something in me where I was like, oh, I can feel this part of me that I've suppressed. But she's in there longing to come out. And that's what it's really about. Like, that's the real transformation that you help them with.
I never looked at it from that angle, the little girl transformation. Well, that tracks also. Because it's right with the rules and the identity, that's part of what I teach. It's like we're told who to be, how to be successful, da, 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 and you're just abandoning yourself every day to fit into this structure that someone else.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you for that.
And that might become part of your language too. Right. As a little girl, you're probably taught or told to be this way, be that way, whatever. Tell your own story, right? I'm
Oh yeah,
sure
no,
if
that's already told. I actually just wrote a chapter for a book, and that's part
Right.
of
Yeah. And as you start talking with your clients about this, which you might already be doing, right? Like get their stories of like how did she, as a 5-year-old, as a 7-year-old, as whatever it is, learn, oh shit, I have to be this way, or I won't be loved. Like, I mean, every child makes this unconscious bargain with their parents that says, like, I will be who I think you want me to be, so you'll take care of me. Like, and like if you and what we end up doing in life is to a large extent a compensation for those core mind bugs that we get installed that we install unconsciously as kids, and then the journey is to transcend them. to tell
Yeah.
their stories too.
No, I love that. I will definitely ask them that question. Like so many of the questions I ask them, they're like, what the fuck? That they're gonna be like, oh my God, more? We're talking about my
Exactly.
little girl now.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being this, Dwayne. This is super fun.
Thank
Yeah.
you. It was amazing. Wasn't sure
Yeah.
what to expect, but it was great.
You
Thank
never know. I never know what to expect either. So give
it
me, let me take just yeah, tell me like one, two or three things that you take with you from this conversation.
was being, who I had to be when I was little. And bringing my little girl into my content, that fun playfulness. And like, fuck the rules, like, fuck around, fuck up.
Yeah, I like that for you.
I like that for me too. Thanks.
Yeah. Sweet. Well, thank you so much. It was a real pleasure to be with you.
Thank
Yeah.
you.